Shalom, this is Billy Bram and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You know, Jesus told us if we're looking for signs of his coming, that we are to watch the fig tree, that's Israel, or the other trees. The other trees are the ancient nations of prophecy. We can watch them for signs of his coming. He said in Luke 21 that when they shoot forth into the prophetic places, then you see and know that he's at hand. So we're going to watch today Syria. That's been one of the ones that's in the news lately. And we're going to see about the signs, watching it for signs of his coming. Where will it be in Bible prophecy? Is it mentioned in Bible prophecy? And yes, absolutely, it is mentioned in Bible prophecy. And we're going to begin reading today from where it is mentioned in Bible prophecy. The ninth chapter of Zechariah. Zechariah 9. Now I'm going to begin reading to you today from a commentary on the book of Zechariah, and you can get this book from us. It's by David Barron. David Barron, of course, was brought up in Russia, and he was in the 1800s. He was trained to be a rabbi. Then he later became a believer in the Lord, and he. But I like him so much because he knows so well the Hebrew, and he knows so well, especially the prophecies. So it's the Old Testament prophets that we have to look at to see where these nations are lining up. So here we're going to begin right now with what he wrote in his book on page 285. It's his chapter 14, but he's commenting about chapters in the book of Zechariah, beginning with chapter 9. Now I'm reading what David Barron said. Of course, we know what's happening right now in Syria. I mean, there's been uprising in the streets against Assad. There haven't been uprisings in decades against the Assad family, who are a small minority Ba'ath, B-A-A-T-H, party, ruling over Muslims, vast majority who are not of the Alawites or the Ba'ath. So, but it does mention Syria and particularly Damascus in the Word of God. David Barron's words, chapter 14, his book. The overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom may be given as the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah, to which we now come. The two oracles which make up the whole of the second half of the book, chapters 9 through 11 and 12 through 14, show by their headings as well as by their contents and even by their formal arrangement that they are corresponding portions of a greater whole. Both sections treat of war between the heathen world and Israel, though in different ways. In the first chapters, chapters 9 through 11 of Zechariah, the judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies, forms the fundamental thought and center of gravity of the prophetic description. In the second half, chapters 12 through 14, the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Jehovah forms the leading topic. So here he's telling us that from chapters 9 on, we're seeing a prophecy about the last days, the days in which we live. And chapters 9 through 11 are the judgment of the Gentile world powers and the destruction of them over Israel. Now I'm going to read you chapter 9, just the beginning of chapter 9, and I'm going to read it from the American Standard Version. The burden of the word of Jehovah upon the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be its resting place. For the eye of man and all the tribes of Israel is toward Jehovah, and Hamat also, which borders thereon. Now, in the King James, it begins much the same way. The burden of the word of Jehovah in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord. And Hamath, which also borders thereby. And so when he begins this, he explains to us that this word burden is the word masa in the Hebrew, M-A-S-S-A. And it means something that's a heavy load that you lift up. And when it's used by Isaiah and Jeremiah, when the vision is heavy and full of burden and toil, this word masa is used. Well, the vision concerning Damascus and Hadrach and the land of Syria is a heavy burden. And so he gives it what will happen. Damascus, we know. There's a city in Syria right now that's been named Damascus since Bible times. But Hadrach and Hamath are also areas which surround Damascus. Now, Damascus shall be its resting place. This is what Baron says. The judgment, which is the burden of this prophecy, shall first of all have Damascus as its goal. And from that center, it shall spread itself over the whole district, which the passage goes on to describe. Now, in this, there was an upcoming fulfillment of this, which had to do with Alexander the Great. But then there is a fulfillment that which has not yet come, because the fulfillment includes the complete overthrow of Damascus and it's being taken away. We'll read that to you in a little bit. But the fulfillment, and it did happen back in the days of Alexander the Great. Things began right there in Damascus. But in the end time fulfillment of this, when these nations are finally overthrown, the Bible says the activity will begin at Damascus. Damascus shall be the resting place of it. So we're going to read here again what he said for you to get that. Damascus shall be its resting place. That is, the judgment, which is the burden of this prophecy, shall first of all have Damascus as its goal. And from that center, it shall spread itself over the whole district, which the passage goes on to describe. That's why when something starts happening in Damascus, I think, whoops, is it starting? Because it shall be the resting place and it shall spread from there. We're going to read in a minute what shall spread from there. But right now, another thing we're going to look at here in Zechariah chapter 9. Damascus, verse 1, shall be the resting place when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward Jehovah. Folks, something's going to happen in Damascus. And it's going to be such a thing that all the whole world is going to look to Jehovah. Now, all the whole world can see right now what's happening in Damascus, but they're not all looking toward Jehovah. But they will. It says the eyes of mankind and as well the tribes of Israel. That means Israel will be back home and the tribes will be back home. The eyes shall be looking toward Jehovah. And we know by the wonders of television they can do that. He writes, the eyes of the nations, when the wrath of God descends upon this area, these cities, Damascus, the eyes of the nations, as well as those of the people of Israel, will look toward Jehovah and marvel at the wonders of judgment, which will then be performed in their sight. That means they'll see it. In accordance with the solemn warnings of this prophet. Now, let's go over to Isaiah 17. Remember, the Bible says that you have to rightly divide the word of God. So you have to connect scriptures. They harmonize. The prophetic scriptures harmonize. Let's find another place in the Word of God where it mentions Damascus. And we find that in Isaiah chapter 17. It begins with this verse. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. That has never happened in all of history, even in the days of Alexander the Great never has Damascus been taken away from being a city. It's one of the oldest cities, continually inhabited cities in the world. But we see here in Isaiah 17 that when the judgment of God hits it, it's going to be taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Now look at verse 7. And you can see how verse 7 ties you back over to Zechariah 9. At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. See, that's the same scripture in different words, the prophet Isaiah harmonizing with what the prophet Zechariah said. The whole world's eyes is going to be upon it. When Damascus is taken away from being a city, all the world's going to know that Jehovah had to do with this. Now we're going to tie this same chapter, chapter 17 and the destruction of Damascus, we're going to tie it over to Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 12. This is 17, verse 12. This is Isaiah 17, 12. Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations, that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them. They shall flee far off and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at eventide, trouble, and before the morning, he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. You see, if you have a King James Bible like I do, that's an Oxford Bible, a new little paragraph marking on verse 12. This tells you that this is another word that came, but it's connected to the other one. And it speaks of a multitude of people that are going to rush in on Israel, and they're going to be coming. They're going to be called those who spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us. At evening time, trouble, before morning, he is not. A great multitude of nations is going to come. They're going to come down to this little land. Where do we see that again? We see that in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. We see a great army of nations coming down, Russia as its head, Persia, that's Iran, being the number one ally, and other nations mentioned as allies. And these are called, somebody is going to ask them, down in verse 16, it shall be that you'll come as a people of Israel, you'll come against them as a cloud in the latter days. And then notice in verse 12, it says that they're coming to take a spoil. And someone's going to ask them, verse 13, are you come to take a spoil? But then we connect this chapter 38 over to chapter 17, and we see that the nations are coming in a big to take a spoil. Now, you are not going to find Syria listed in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I have a little, always kind of something I'm watching. Is the destruction of the city of Damascus, is the taking away of that city, the hook in the jaw that might let Russia come down from the north? I don't know. But I can see that these three are connected. And so that's what we do. We watch. The Lord told us to watch and to pray. This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. You can contact us. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online at billybrim.org. Shalom, shalom.